more righteous than I. I want to talk to you about the dangers of judging others. In Genesis chapter 38, we find a very interesting story. Judah, one of the sons of Jacob, who's now known as Israel, takes a wife for his oldest son. The wife's name was Tamar. However, before she conceives a child, her husband dies. It is then the obligation of Judah's second son to take Tamar as a wife, conceive a child, so that his brother may live through him. However, he refuses to have offspring for his brother, and then he dies. At this point, Tamar goes into widowhood, waiting for the third son to come of age. However, after the third son was grown, she was still not given to him as a wife. Upon seeing this, she dresses up as a harlot and deceives Judah, the father, into coming into her, and she becomes pregnant. In Tamar's cleverness, she took collateral, or a pledge, Judah's signet and cord, and the staff that was in his hand. Then in verse 24, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, about 3 months after, that Judah was told, saying, 'Tamar, your daughter-in-law has played the harlot. Furthermore, she is with child by harlotry.' So Judah said, 'Bring her out and let her be burned.' When she was brought out, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, 'By the man to whom these belong, I am with child.' And she said, 'Please determine who these are, the signet and cord and staff.'" Verse 26, "So Judah acknowledged them and said, 'She has been more righteous than I.'" I think a deep underlining theme of this chapter is the danger of judging other people. Judah judges his daughter-in-law for playing a harlot. In verse 24, he says in rash words, "Bring her out and let her be burned." Yet, Judah was really the guilty party in the story. As he is proclaiming death over her and judging her, the same judgment is falling upon his own head. Let's look at another example. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, we see Nathan's parable spoken to King David after his adulterous and murderous affair with Bathsheba. The prophet Nathan tells a story of a rich man who had exceedingly many flocks and herds, and of a poor man who had nothing except one little ewe lamb. In the story, the rich man refused to take of his own flock to feed a traveler, but instead took the poor man's one little lamb and slaughtered it, giving it to his guest. So then in verse 5, the Bible says, "So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, 'As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die.'" Verse 7, "Then Nathan said to David, 'You are the man.'" Here we see David proclaiming death, proclaiming judgment upon the rich man, but it turns out that he in fact was the guilty party. Jesus says in Luke chapter 6 verse 37, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Throughout Scripture, the Bible tells us not to judge one another. It's not our job to judge people. It's God's job. And God will judge righteously, in His time, in His way. The Apostle Paul gives us a great nugget of truth and a word of caution in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." Paul's saying, before you point the finger and judge somebody for their sin, consider your own ways, lest you fall into the same temptation. Let's pray together. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, forgive me for judging other people. Please help me not to judge others. You and you alone are the great judge. Lord, help me to extend mercy, lest I fall into a similar temptation. May each and every one of us draw closer to you. We will forever need your guidance. Lord, thank you for your Bible, such a valuable instruction manual. Bless you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.